The Warriors releasing a statement on this Monday that Stephen Curry underwent an MRI on Monday morning that revealed a grade 1 MCL sprain in his right knee, also informing that he will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warrior Sound update, and this is what we heard during the ABC telecast on Sunday after the third quarter had begun and Curry had suffered the injury on the final play of the first half of Game 4 in Houston. Here's Mike Breen.
Stephen Curry back in the Warriors locker room. This in the final seconds of the second quarter, where he injured his knee, limped off, went back to the locker room, had some treatment. This was right before the third quarter, trying to run it out a bit. You could see the limp, then tried to just get a little workout in, talked with team officials, and went right back to the locker room as the third quarter began.
And on Monday afternoon, we heard from Warriors general manager Bob Myers.
All right, so from our perspective, relatively good news. Clearly, we don't want to be here getting MRIs at this point in the season, especially with someone of Steph's stature. But you guys probably saw the release. He's got a grade 1 MCL sprain. And mechanically, the knee's intact, so that's good. So it's one of those things where we attempted to put a timetable on it, which is 2 weeks. We're going to reevaluate it. But we'll know a little bit more, hopefully, after the first week. It's how his body responds to rest, treatment, things like that. There's nothing surgical needed. And like I said, it's unfortunate, but we got a game in 2 days, and we'll focus on that, and we'll move forward the best we can.
Bob, what are the treatment options, and do you have PRP?
You know, we're exploring different things as far as treatment options, but at this time it's just rest, ice, things like that, nothing we haven't all seen before. And 10 years ago, they would have called this a knee sprain, and you take some you know, aspirin or whatever and play. But obviously, everything's so much more sophisticated now. You can characterize it much more specifically as an MCL grade 1. So I was with him at the MRI today, and he was pleased at the outcome. And so he's focused on getting back as soon as he can.
Bob, I know timetables are tough, but when you say reevaluate in 2 weeks, does that mean he is not playing? Absolutely not until May 9th at the earliest, or is there some little room there?
Yeah, I think Tim absolutely is. It's with injuries, it's hard to really ascertain when he'll be back. He won't play Wednesday, that's for sure. And we put the 2 week timeline on it because historically, a grade 1 MCL is anywhere in that 2 to 3 week range. So we took an educated guess because it's unclear as to whether a player is ready in 2 weeks or three or later or sooner. But we know in this day and age, people want timelines. We want them too. So we said 2 weeks, but that's no guarantee that it will be in 2 weeks. It might be after 2 weeks. It might be before. But I think it'll be somewhere in that range, hopefully. At this point, it's just a guess.
Can he do any conditioning stuff at all?
Not right now. I mean, he's pretty sore right now. But hopefully, if he's going to get back to playing, that'll come in the first week or relatively shortly thereafter. But not right now. He's not going to condition today or anything like that.
Bike or anything like that?
I don't know how soon he'd bike. Again, it's one of those things where his body will dictate what he's capable of doing. But the good thing is he's not unstable. It's mechanically sound. So you're able to explore different things and see how your body reacts. But we're not going to throw him into environments that he's uncomfortable in.
Bobby, you're there for the MRI, you're there trailing him as he walked off the court. What have been the emotions of this for you and just you and how everyone's reacted to this?
You know, he's a different guy. I mean, he is, to me, I have the highest level of respect for Steph. And I talked to Steve last night. Ultimately, I feel bad for him as a person because he does everything the right way. He embodies what's good about athletes, what's good about the NBA. And when you see an athlete, when you see someone you know that what they love to do, they're not capable of doing, there's a sadness, right? I mean, so that's what I felt for him. And I think his teammates showed how much they care with how they played. But nobody deserves to get hurt. Getting hurt is awful. But, yeah, I mean, he's, in my eyes, he's a unique athlete. He's a unique person. So it was hard to see. It's hard to see.
Do you expect him to travel for playoff game?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not I'm not going to guess as to when we'll be traveling or who we'll be playing, but we play Wednesday and he'll be here. Beyond that, I don't even have any thought about it, really.
Did you have any issues with the court, moisture on the court? There did seem to be a lot of slipping going on.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I think nobody's to blame here. I wouldn't blame anybody. But what I saw, and I could be wrong, is that Monte Yunus slipped, and that created a wet spot. And if you play basketball, that stuff happens, unfortunately. And 99% of the time, the guys are out there wiping that up. But usually it's a dead ball. And this way, this situation, it wasn't. And then he runs over it. And you guys have seen a lot of sports. These things happen. And so it's over. It's done. The MRI is over. That's over. Everything's done. Now it's about the guys that can play, go play. And when he can play, he'll play. And so I think, and I actually don't think anybody's to blame. I wouldn't hold anybody accountable. So we move on.
So I know a lot depends on how his body reacts to all the treatment. But best case scenario, when you say potentially in 2 weeks, you mean playing a game in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I would suppose that if he's able to do some things, that's a timeline. When we say 2 weeks, 2 weeks to return to basketball activities. But if it's not 2 weeks, don't go crazy. Okay. If it's before, that'd be great. If it's after, it's after. I think it's easy to, it's a sprain. So we all recover from sprains differently. My body's different than all of yours. You sprain something on your body, it might take me 2 weeks, it might take you 1 week, it might take you 3 weeks.
Does
I don't
have
know.
Any history with these kind of injuries in the past?
Ankles, but no knee. Has sprained his knee before. As far as I'm concerned, I haven't seen it.
Has he shown to be a fast healer or a slow healer? Is there anything to base that on?
Usually elite athletes heal quicker, but I don't have a track record as to how he's recovered compared to other athletes or other people that aren't athletes. I know he's committed to his recovery. He wants to play more than anybody, so he'll do every single thing we ask him to, which is part of getting back sooner, is listening to your trainers, listening to your doctors, being responsible. He will do all of that to a T, which will allow him to have the best chance at recovering sooner. But as far as how you rate his body to someone else's, I can't really say.
Do we know how much inflammation is in that knee right now?
Well, there's no inflammation in the knee. There's inflammation outside the knee. If there's inflammation in the knee, that's where you look at other things like an ACL or meniscus tear or something like that. So that was encouraging. But as far as inflammation, there's a little bit of swelling. He also hit the ground when he slipped. His knee hit the ground, so there's some discomfort there. A little bit is about finding out where the pain is emanating from, the blow to the ground or the sprain. But as far as inside the knee, there's no swelling inside the knee.
Bob, going into this, you were pretty sure it wasn't ACL, right?
Me personally, I don't know anything. I'm out here pretending. But the doctors said and the trainers said, those three letters were never, the only way they were mentioned was it's not that. And the MRI confirmed that. But I'm always worried because if you watch enough sports, sometimes an ACL comes out of something that doesn't look like an ACL. But no one said that based on clinical examination. So that was comforting. And then no one said a post-MRI today. Which, if you're sitting here, or, you know, part of our organization, the bigger fear is big picture, long term, and that doesn't seem to be what anyone is saying. That's not what occurred.
Real big picture question here: with the injuries he's suffered now in the first round playoffs, would the organization be in favor or not in favor of him playing in the Olympics?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly haven't even thought about it. I mean, that's not something I've spent a lot of time thinking about. I don't know if he's spent a lot of time thinking about it. I'm thinking about Wednesday night. I'm thinking about him getting healthy. But I haven't thought about it. We haven't thought about it. I mean, there's a lot of time to think about that down the line.
Bob, you've set a certain standard after the ankle injury about wanting to be 100%, even playing it safe to some extent. Does the standard change this particular injury that you need him all the way back to where everybody feels confident, or does if you do go 2 weeks or later, it could be a more significant game possibility that you would face?
I think the question is, would we put him, how cautious will we be to his return to play? We know who he is. The whole world knows who he is, so we're going to be cautious. I would hope we'd be cautious with all our players. We'll certainly be cautious. We have a great medical staff. It's interesting, even in the game, Steph what's beautiful about him is he wants to play all the time. But it, when he gets down to the 1 yard line, even he knows that he either can or can't. So he's been around. He knows we've got great people. Steve is brilliant. Steve said to him, "You got to tell me." And that's when Steph put his head down, and we all saw him bend over. And that's when that was Steph's answer: "I can't do it." So, Steve, we're lucky to have a coach that's played, that's competed, to be able to kind of communicate with Steph and help him make a difficult decision in the heat of the moment. So we'll listen to him. We'll listen to our group. We'll watch him. Prior to that game, he played 3-on-3, played 5-on-5. And I asked him in the third quarter, how was your ankle? And he just, ankle's fine. He didn't feel anything with his ankle. Because I was curious, because he hadn't played. And so we'll be cautious, and he won't play until he's completely ready to play.
Bob, can this team still win a championship without Steph Curry?
I believe in our team. I believe in our coaching staff. I wouldn't count them out, but I'm not great at making predictions. I didn't think we'd set the record. I think I said it was going to be impossible. So ask someone else. It's important what the players think, and they believe in themselves. I believe in them. The coaches do. So we're lucky to have the group that we have. It's one of the best group of players I've ever seen as far as people. And that's they'll come together, and they'll do whatever they can to meet that goal.
Last question. Is there more of a willingness to take on risk considering the stakes? I mean, I guess another way to frame it is, would you be making the decision the same way of when he comes back the way you would in January as right now?
I think we would. Because the last thing you want to do with any athlete, any person, is put him in harm's way or put him at risk. So that's our responsibility to him, to advise him as to what is the healthiest way to return to activity, whether it's in the regular season or now. I understand the playoffs have a different magnitude. We all are aware of that. But, we got a long way to go if we want to meet our goal. We still haven't advanced out of the first round. We're still in a series. So it's a situation where you got to get in a room with the best people and have that conversation. And I think we did the right thing with his ankle, and he was healthy. But unfortunately, there's some wet spot on the floor, and that's part of it. So, like I said, we get together as a team, and they move forward.
The Warriors get set now for Game 5 on Wednesday night at Oracle Arena, leading the Rockets 3-1 in the series. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warriors Sound Update.